This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday rejected a proposal for a Gaza war truce by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, saying victory was within reach and only total defeat of the movement that rules the blockaded strip would ensure Israel's security. He said, "We are on a total path to total victory. Victory is within reach," he said at a televised press briefing, adding that triumph was months away, adding, "Only total victory will allow us to restore security in Israel, both in the north and in the south." The Israeli premier speaking a day after Hamas said it had delivered its response to a proposed ceasefire deal for Gaza drawn by the U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs. Authorities say Russia has fired cruise and ballistic missiles and drones at targets across Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the Wednesday morning attack, which targeted at least three major cities, including the capital Kyiv, killed some civilians and injured dozens more. The armed forces say they intercepted 44 drones and missiles out of 64 that were launched in the morning attack, while the Russian Defense Ministry says it used long-range precision weapons and drones to aim at Ukrainian factories that manufacture sea drones, coastal defense missile systems, rockets, and explosives, claiming that all targets were hit. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, is in Kyiv discussing military aid and financial support for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior commander of Kitab Hezbollah, an Iran-backed armed group in Iraq, the Pentagon linked to an attack that killed three U.S. troops, died in a drone strike on a vehicle in eastern Baghdad on Wednesday night, two security sources said. One of the sources said three people were killed.